Dependency graphs help you visualize how your code is organized and understand its dependencies more easily. This can be useful when you're working with unfamiliar code. To help you with this, you can create dependency graphs to get an overview of the code in your solution. You can also use analyzers to help you identify potential problems. This graph shows you the top-level assemblies and their dependencies. You can browse the graph in different ways or change its layout. You can also rearrange items on the graph by dragging them. You can expand each assembly to see its namespace, classes, and members. You can find all external dependencies that your solution has in the Externals group. You can also explore dependencies by examining links. The thicker the link, the more dependencies the link represents. You get more details about a link by examining its tooltips. To explore a specific link, you can create a graph with just the items and dependencies for that one link. You can also add new items related to existing ones on the same graph. Of course, you can go quickly and directly from the graph to the code. You can find possible trouble spots in your code by running an analyzer. For example, we can find circular dependencies or items that aren't referenced by other parts of the code. Suppose we have a project that implements a new pay-by-mobile service. We want to make sure that there aren't obvious problems in this code. We generate a dependency graph for the project and run the circular reference analyzer. We immediately see there might be an issue. We can further examine these dependencies by creating a graph just for the items involved in the circular dependency. Now we can see much better which methods caused this problem. We've shown how easily you can get a visual overview of your code by creating dependency graphs. You can explore the code's organization and dependencies without going through files and lines of code. You can even identify common trouble spots quickly by using analyzers.